Negotiations took more than a decade to carry out the Utah Recreational Lands Exchange Act, even though the State Trust Lands Office and the Federal Bureau of Land Management agreed on the 80,000-acre swap. Utah Republican Congressman Rob Bishop says land exchanges shouldn't be so complicated, and they shouldn't take so long.
Our effort is to try and come up with a modern way of taking traditional land exchanges and simplifying the process and make them work in a more effective way than we have in the past. There's an estimate from the governors and other groups of around like 2 million acres that are locked up inside parks and wilderness areas that need to be traded out.
Bishop has introduced a bill that is intended to free up conservation areas and lands that can be developed by companies. That, in turn, will boost the revenue going into public schools and universities. Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon is the bill's co-sponsor. The new system would help tidy the checkerboard ownership that has made land trades between the western states and the federal government so difficult, and future land trades could be done in 3 years. Jim Augsbury leads the Western Governors Association.
It's certainly not radical at all, because it provides a mechanism for the federal government to acquire lands that they're interested in and the states getting the benefit of that bargain.
Augsbury praised the Bishop DeFazio bill as a great display of bipartisanship. He also pointed out that governors on both sides of the aisle are supporting it, as are lands commissioners from throughout the West. And even the Wilderness Society has called the measure a classic win-win. Judy Fays, KUER News.